भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9, The Appearance of the Demon Vritrasura, text number 41. Asmakam dhavakanam tatata natanam haritava charana nalina yukara dhyanam nubadha vidya nagadhanam swalinga Vishvarena nat masat katanam anukam paun ranjit vasa richir sirasa smithava lokena vikatalita madhura mukha rasamrita laya chantas tapam anagras anagrahasi samahiyatam. Okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Supreme Protector, O Grandfather, O Supreme Pure, O Lord, we are all surrendered souls at your lotus feet. Indeed, our minds are bound to your lotus feet in meditation by chains of love. Now please manifest your incarnation, accepting us as your own eternal servants and devotees. Be pleased with us and sympathetic toward us. By your love-filled glance, with its cool and pleasing smile of sympathy, and by the sweet nectarian words emanating from your beautiful face, free us from the anxiety caused by this Vritrasura, who always pains the cores of our hearts. Purport. Lord Brahma is considered the father of the demigods, but Krishna, or Lord Vishnu, is the father of Brahma, because Brahma took birth from the lotus flower growing from the Lord's abdomen. Om Ajnanata Madandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kurtava Chalang Bangum Nang Hayate Gurum Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Gurum Ninataranam Banchikalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the first part of this translation, it's mentioned that Krishna is the supreme protector, and there's a name of Krishna called Bhuta Brit, which means that he protects everyone. Now here the demigods are praying for protection from Vritrasura, and generally this is in the category of a Sakama devotee, as we heard a couple of days ago. But not only do the Sakama devotees pray for protection from difficulties, but also devotees, pure devotees in Vrindavan, when the Sangvartika clouds went to Vrindavan sent by Lord Indra, torrents of rain was pouring down, lightning and hail and all kinds of rain, so it was very difficult for the resident of Vrindavan, and they prayed for protection to Krishna. And when Aristasura went to Vrindavan, they're also big anxiety. They pray to Krishna for protection. So it's not uncommon for even pure devotees to pray for protection from this material nature. There was one instance, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but there was one devotee who was speaking to Srila Prabhupada, and he, through the conversation, Prabhupada mentioned that he cannot be swayed by the illusory energy. He also mentioned here in Los Angeles in his room that there was never a moment when I was not thinking of Krishna. So Prabhupada would let us know his position occasionally, although it was pretty clear without his saying it, but sometimes he would also let devotees know. So after this, after Prabhupada said this to the devotee, Prabhupada was in front of the deities and he was like, he was praying. And the devotee said, Prabhupada, I saw you intensely praying to the deities. What were you praying? Prabhupada said, I was praying for protection from the illusory energy. And the devotee said, Prabhupada, I said, you said that you cannot be swayed by the illusory energy. And Prabhupada said, that's because I'm always praying for protection from the illusory energy. So this is also a pure devotee, that he's always praying for protection. This material nature is very powerful. So we should follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and pray very intensely for protection from this material nature. Samasataye parapalava plavam mahaparam punya somrari bhavam bhutirvatsa paramparam param 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 yadvi param natesham. That for one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, this vast ocean of material existence becomes no bigger than the water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. So this is the position of a devotee, that they take shelter of Krishna. We have to somehow take shelter of Krishna. You know. And devotees actually don't mind to be put in difficult situations, because that gives an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. And therefore, Queen Kunti, she says, Vipida santuta sasva tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darsanam yasat apuna bhavadarsanam. She prays, please, Krishna, put me in calamity. Give me calamity again and again. Because when calamity comes, then I take shelter of you. And by taking shelter of you, I no longer have to remain in this cycle of birth and death. So devotees don't mind to be put in difficulty, because that opportunity is there to take shelter of Krishna in that difficult situation. Just like they have this saying, there's no atheist in a foxhole. Because in war, you know, the foxhole is where the ditch where the soldiers are during the war, and the bullets are going right over their head. They could hear the bullets swishing over their head. So therefore the saying is, there's no atheist in a foxhole, because very close to death. I have one friend that was in the Vietnam War, and he was in a platoon that was, they all were dropped from a helicopter, and there were, I don't know, maybe 200 dropped in parachutes. And as soon as they landed, they were all being shot at and killed. And this friend of mine, he couldn't believe it. Just his friends were just dropping right and left. And he started crying out to God for protection. And he was one of the seven that survived. And then when he got back to America, he wasn't a devotee yet, but then when he got back to America, he got a book and became a devotee. I guess Krishna really heard his prayer. You know? So, this is the mercy of Krishna, that he gives protection. This is also one of the symptoms of surrender. Anukuyasya sankapa pratikuyasya vartanam rakshishiti tipishvashu goptripte saranam yata. To accept things that are favorable to devotional service. And this is, in one sense, this is favorable for the demigods. This Vitrasura, coming before them, because now they're taking shelter of Krishna, and they're offering very beautiful prayers here. Krishna really appreciates this. You know, had this difficult situation not come out, these prayers also wouldn't come out. Now that we're relishing these beautiful prayers because of this difficult situation. This Vritrasura, he appeared to be a demon, but as Maharaj said, you can't always judge a book by the cover. Yeah. And there was another instance in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, where he was fighting against Ravana and company. And there was one brother of Ravana who didn't like Ravana's policy too much. He didn't appreciate how he was going about what he was doing, and he became very disgusted, Vibhishan, and he decided to leave his brother and go to the other side and fight with Ravana, with Ramachandra, against his brother. So not only him, but there was many of his friends that decided to also go with him. So they went to Ramachandra and said, listen, we don't want to fight against you anymore. We want to fight with you against Ravana. And many of them didn't believe it. And they were saying, oh, he's a Rakshasa. You can't believe him. He's going to come into our camp and then he's going to fight against us. You know, don't believe him. He's a Rakshasa. So then Vibhishan can understand that they weren't trusting him. So he made a statement. He said, if what I am saying is not true, then may I become a king in Kali Yuga. And then they said, all right, he's telling the truth. All right, let him in. Come on. Because it's practically a curse, you know, to try to be a king in Kali Yuga, or practically speaking, to do anything in Kali Yuga. It's very difficult, as we're finding also. To be a devotee in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult. So he appeared to be a demon. He was a Rakshasa, but actually he was a devotee. And what the last thing that settled it was Ramachandra. He asked Hanuman, you decide. Because Hanuman and him were very close. And Hanuman said, yes, we will accept him. And the reason is, Hanuman said, just by seeing his face, I can see that he was sincere. So this is a devotee also. They could see, and it's like the face is the index to the mind, so especially a devotee can see that. So he could see that he was a devotee. Another interesting thing about this is that this whole pastime took place because of a misunderstanding. Chittaketu was on his tour, and he saw that Lord Shiva was giving some transcendental discourse to the sages there in front of him with his wife on his lap. So it was kind of amusing, and he kind of laughed. And I mean, nobody else took offense except for Parvati. So there was a kind of a misunderstanding there. She thought that he was being offensive, but nobody else thought he was offensive. Lord Shiva, he didn't think he was offensive. And you know, Lord Shiva, he's Ashutosh. He can very easily be displeased. But he wasn't upset at all. Nor were any of the sages. Nobody closed their ears or ran away or anything that he had offended Lord Shiva. So it appeared like there was a misunderstanding there. And this is not uncommon in the material world, even in the devotional community, that due to some misunderstanding, there's some friction amongst devotees. So we have to be very tolerant, actually. And even if there is some offense made to us for some reason, we should be tolerant, because this is one of the great instructions given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi sunichena, trorapi sahisana, amanina, amanadena, kirtaniya sadahi. Very, very important. So important that Krishna Das Kaviraj, he said this verse should be worn around one's neck strung by the holy name. And there's one interesting pastime of Srila Prabhupada. When he was, when he had his pharmaceutical business in Prayag, there was one customer he had that could understand that Srila Prabhupada wasn't just a businessman, but he actually had great devotion for Krishna. So one day he went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, "Can you give me the tonic that can give me the love of God that you have?" And Prabhupada said, "No, I can't give that. But I do have the formula. And the formula is Trinadapi Sunichina Tororapisa Histina Amanina Maninina Kirtaniya Stahari." So this is the formula for advancing in Krishna consciousness, for becoming a devotee. We have to be very humble. This is actually the crown jewel of devotional service, is this this humility. Yeah. So this verse goes on to say that they're saying that, "Oh grandfather," and this is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita by Krishna, "Pitaham asya jagato mata data pitamaha vedyam pavitram omkaram rig samayajar evacha." He says that I am the father of all living entities. And pretty much everybody, any theistic person, understands that God, He's the Father, He's the Protector, He's the Supplier. But our understanding of the Absolute Truth goes a bit richer, actually, than this. Because when one becomes a great Vaishnava, a very, very great Vaishnava, then Krishna is so pleased with that Vaishnava that He allows that great Vaishnava to enter into relationships with Krishna where one can actually be the father of God. Yeah. Which is, that's pretty radical. No other religious belief would even fathom such an idea. But that's there. And it's actually much more pleasing because the father has to render so much service to the children. Right? So when one becomes the son, then the father has to render so much service to the son. So it's like Nandamaras and Yasoda, they're doing so much service for Krishna. You know? Mother Yasoda's in anxiety. Oh, will he be able to? She has to feed him. You know? Otherwise he's going to go hungry. So she's in anxiety. But then we hear that spiritual, there's no anxiety. But here Mother Yasoda's in anxiety. But this is transcendental anxiety. It's like Srila Prabhupada was asked by one devotee, Sankirtan leader, actually. He said to Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, sometimes the Sankirtan devotees, they complain that there's too much anxiety. You know, distributing books, there's a lot of anxiety about trying to convince people to take books, and they don't take books, and then they don't want to give enough money, and we're trying to get, you know, so a little anxiety." So Prabhupada said, "This is transcendental anxiety. This is good anxiety." So in the spiritual world also there's transcendental anxiety. It's not a problem. It's actually purifying. So one could be the father or mother of God, or one could be the friend of God. Just like these prayers are very nice. But Krishna is much more pleased if one of his friends jumps on his back and Krishna is carrying him, you know, through the forest of Vrindavan. Krishna is much more pleased by that. Or the gopis, sometimes they'll chastise Krishna. And he relishes this, actually. Yeah. Prabhupada gives the example of one, the Prime Minister of England, who was supposed to have a meeting with another big personality, you know, from another, you know, Prime Minister of another country or something. He had gone to England to meet with him, and he went to the secretary and said to her that, you know, "I'm here to have the meeting with the Prime Minister of England." She said, "Okay, yeah, no problem. Just wait there. He'll be with you very shortly." So he's waiting there for an hour, and he doesn't call him in. So he sees his officer. He pushes the door open, and he sees that the Prime Minister is on his hands and knees, and his grandson is on his back, and he's riding him like a horse. Yeah. So here's the Prime Minister. You know, he's supposed to have a big meeting with another Prime Minister. And he's having more pleasure you know, riding his grandson. You know. So this is very relishable, you know, to have this relationship. So Krishna, he's also like this. He likes to have these relationships where there's no awe and reverence. Just like when someone sees the President of the United States, they greet him, with so much respect. Oh, Mr. President, it's pretty amazing that recently we had one of our members meet with the President of the United States, Radhanath Swami. That was the first time ever that a devotee had met the President of the United States. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, many times he had tried to meet with the president. He was telling devotees, you know, make some meeting. It never happened, unfortunately. So, fortunately, this has happened recently. And he has I think they have the Diwali ceremony in the White House every year. So, and they're chanting, you know, there's Brahmins up there chanting slokas. So it's pretty auspicious, you know. I think this is one president maybe we should vote for, because Radhanath Swami's got his foot in the door there, you know. He's met him, you know, so maybe he can go a little further. Yeah. I've never voted for a president before, but maybe this is one president we should, you know, us devotees in ISKCON should vote for, you know. Maybe he can go somewhere with this. So anukayasya sankapa, to accept things favorable for devotional service, reject things unfavorable for devotional service. There's so many things that we have to reject. This is actually, you know, this is Maya's kingdom. So there's so much that we have to reject. And now, especially with this high technology age, you know, people have computers and there's so much there right in front of your face. You could just, you know, at the end of your fingertips, you can go into all kinds of websites and nonsense. You know. And we've seen many, even senior devotees, have gone into websites that they shouldn't have and gotten bewildered by. You know, I think the most popular thing now on the internet is Facebook. Yes? Yeah? I think close number two is pornography. So there's a lot of Maya there, so we have to be very careful. Reject things which are unfavorable for devotional service. Of course, we can use this technology for engaging them in the service of Krishna, but we have to also be very careful that we not misuse them by having cell phones go off during class. That's okay. So accepting things favorable for devotional service, rejecting things unfavorable for devotional service, anukayasya sankalpa, pratikayasya vardhan, rakshish, accepting Krishna as our protection. Krishna will protect us. You know, he protects all living entities. You know, and he will also protect us. There's that wonderful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, prapanam paimami sabitam ritju gaharnavat. Krishna, he was speaking to Uddhava, and he said, this is how you should pray to the deity. Please protect me, who I'm trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. So this is how to pray. Here's the deity, Krishna, explaining how to pray to him in the deity form. We have to pray for this protection. Yeah. We've seen, actually I heard, I don't know if anybody, maybe someone can confirm this, Prabhupada said 90% of his disciples will leave. Anybody ever heard that before? You ever heard that, Archita? Anyway, it's getting up there already. So it's not easy to stay in the devotional line of life. So we have to be very, very careful and be very strict in our Krishna consciousness. And then we'll receive this protection from Krishna. So he's the protector. He's also the maintainer. He's given us everything that we need. He's given us this wonderful process for going back to the spiritual world. So we're very fortunate, and our fortune can increase more and more as we take this seriously, and also give Krishna consciousness to others. Just like since I've been back, I heard about this nice bhakti. Was it bhakti? Bhakti house. So ecstatic. Now the other night you had 23 people come. Yeah. So nice, huh? I was thinking San Diego, yeah, they could do it in San Diego. They're right there near the beach. You know, they got the party area there, so many people. But here in L.A., you know, we're so far away. But they're doing better here than they're doing in San Diego. Haribo! This is very nice. So this is great, inviting people coming, you know, to come. And they're hearing about Krishna, getting some prasadam. You know, so this is... this is very nice. Srila Prabhupada would be very, very pleased by this. So we don't only want to distribute books, we want to cultivate people. Fan the spark, Srila Prabhupada used to say. Because it's there, this love of Krishna, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kavanoi. It's there in the hearts of all living entities. It just has to be reawoken. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, because so many books are out, it's too late. This moon will continue. No one can stop it because the books are out. And just to show this, I recently heard one story of a person in Russia. He had received a book and he was extremely inspired by this book. He really appreciated it. And while he was reading it, he said, this knowledge is so important that it should be distributed. And he took that to heart. And he was thinking, how can I distribute this knowledge? So he thought, well, I could go and I could have some books printed out. So he went to the local printer and he had 100 books printed out. And he was distributing books in his city. Never met a devotee before. Didn't know there was a temple, didn't know there was devotees, nothing. He's distributing books. Chanting Hare Krishna, distributing books. So he's in the city distributing books, and then another devotee comes, you know, ISKCON devotees traveling through the town. He sees this devotee distributing, or this person wasn't a devotee yet. This person distributing, he said, oh, Haribo, Prabhu, which temple are you from? He said, temple? There's temples? He said, yeah, there's temples. You're distributing books. You don't live at a temple? Said, no. I read in the book that we should distribute this knowledge, so I went to the printer. I had some books printed out. And the devotee's jaw just like hit the ground, you know, he just couldn't believe it. So then he heard about that. Now he's living in the temple, of course, and he's going out with the Sankirtan devotees. And when I was telling this story when I was in Ireland, and they told me another instance happened of one person in Ireland. He was online, and he was reading Prabhupada books online. And then he got some information somehow that he can also order books from Radha Desh. So he had ordered books from Radha Desh and he was distributing books also. Never met a devotee. He was online with some devotees in Radha Desh. But here's an instance of not only becoming devotees without ever meeting a devotee, but became book distributors from never meeting a devotee. I mean, that's pretty amazing. So this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so much mercy is there that we can receive and then we can give out. And the more, of course, that we give out, the more we receive. If you give mercy, you receive mercy. And so it's nice to see that we were thinking that when we lost the airport, oh, then what's going to happen? But now so many books are still going out. Bhrigupati is out there pouring out the books. Yeah. Satchi Tanoi also still. Where are you going to schools? Huh? Yeah. So it's still going on nicely. Actually it's even better now because now we're doing local. We're going to schools, Prem Sankirtan's going shop to shop local. So we're doing a lot more local book distribution. And we're doing the promenade also. So this is very auspicious actually. It's a blessing in disguise because the book distribution is still the same level, but now we're doing local. Yeah. It's very very nice. Yeah. So then this verse goes on to say The demigods are saying that we are all surrendered souls at your lotus feet. Indeed, our minds are bound to your lotus feet in meditation by chains of love. Yeah, very nice. Yeah. So this is the goal, to become surrendered souls at the lotus feet of Krishna. We have to surrender to something. Either we have to surrender to the external energy, or we have to surrender to the internal energy. So we've surrendered to the external energy for a long time. Now, by the mercy of Krishna, we have this opportunity to surrender to the internal energy. And this is where we actually experience the happiness that we're all searching for. Everybody is looking for happiness, but people are looking in the wrong direction. So somehow, by the mercy of Krishna, we've come across this wonderful process by which we can attain the ultimate happiness of devotional service. And this is something actually that we should pray for, just like in the Tulsi prayers. Please give me the privilege of devotional service. So we should pray for this pure devotional service. And Krishna, he'll fulfill our desires, but we have to be intense in this. Verse? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitam iti kriyatam yiro kutapi labhyate tatra loyam apimoyam janma koti sukutar na labhyate. That love of Krishna cannot be attained by performing many millions of pious activities, but it can be attained only by paying one price, and that is one's intense desire. So we have to really, really be intense in our desire to attain this pure love of Krishna. Because we also have our material desires. You know, Maya is pulling. You know, Maya is testing us, you know, pulling us in another direction. So we have to show Maya that, no, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in anything in this material world. I'm only interested in serving Krishna, giving pleasure to Krishna. So the more we show this intense desire, then Krishna, he comes. He Prabhupada said that one step you take towards Krishna, 10 steps he comes towards us. So this is the cause of mercy of Krishna. Yeah. I was reading the Bhagavatam. I was coming across this word quite a bit, this cause of mercy. But we know from the Srimad Bhagavatam, or actually from the, was it this Sarvakarana Karanam, that Krishna, he's the cause of all causes. So why is this word here so much, this word causeless? Because Krishna, he's independent. He doesn't have to give. He's Svarat. He doesn't have to give his mercy to anybody. But when he sees one's sincere effort to serve him, then he gives his mercy. Therefore, there's that there in the Dhammadharashtaka, that he's conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. So the more we give ourselves to Krishna, the more he'll reveal himself. Atashri Krishna Nama Adi Nabhavet Goyam Indriya. He'll not reveal himself, you know, to anyone, you know, that has these blunt material senses. But when he sees the sincere efforts of his devotee to please him, then he reveals himself more and more. You know. So this is what we want. We want to it's like this Naham Prakashas Harvasya Yoga Mayas. I do not give myself, I do not reveal myself to those persons who are bewildered by the illusory energy of this yoga maya, this curtain of yoga maya is there. So you can't see me. But Krishna, he can pull this curtain up so that we can see him if we're sincerely engaged in his service. So, is there any question or comment? Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Vijay Prabhu, welcome back and thank you for a nice class. Maybe sometime you can give us a more in-depth presentation of your travels, because I know you've come across a lot of nice situations out there. But I wanted to just touch on this guy in Russia. It's a very far-out story. I know I traveled in Russia myself. There are many far-out stories there. But it seems to me if he got a book and he didn't know there were temples, that means he got a book from the Ritviks. Seriously, because even here in America, even locally here in L.A., devotees were distributing on chanting that they got from the Ritvik camp that does not have a list of Prabhupada's temples. They purposely leave them out. Mm. And that would not please Srila Prabhupada. From day one, Prabhupada was saying, I have so many temples. Even before he had temples, he was telling people, I have so many temples and so many followers and this and that. Prabhupada was wanted that information in his books. I know I've been part of book production for a long time, as you know. Prabhupada wanted that list of temples in every book. So if somebody got a book and didn't know there were temples, that means either they didn't read all the way to the back, or they got a Ritvik book where they purposely left the temple list of temples out. Mm. And we should not participate in that. We should not participate in distributing any books that does not have Prabhupada's list of temples in there, because he wanted that. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu.
Can you please say something more about Radha Maharaj and President?
About what?
President of the United States and Radha Maharaj, they meet one another. Can you say a little bit more about it?
So Vasubhu, as our temple president, says no. Shastra Kripabhu has a question.
Last night when we were in Harinam, there were these two girls watching the Harinam party, so I approached them and gave them a Gita, and this one of them was super interested, and she said, "Do I owe you anything?" I said, "Can you give a donation?" She opened the wallet and she said, "Oh, I have only $5. I was desperate. I'm like, that's fine, $5, okay. She put the book back in my hand and ran away someplace. And then went to the ATM. She came back a few minutes later. I thought she just like, they just left. And she came back with $20, and I'm like, I was very grateful. Thank you. She said, "You're welcome." She said, "Last week I was going through hell." She's a medical student. And she said, "You helped me." I said, "I helped you?" She said, no, you all helped me." I said, "How?" She said, "It's hard to explain, but just being here, you helped me so much. And all week I was thinking I wanted to know more about your teaching, so now she got the Gita." And this other, like, three or four Muslim kids approached me, and they were saying, "Can we ask you a favor?" I said, "Sure." And one of the girls said, "Oh, our friend is getting married in Saudi Arabia, and she wanted me to pray. But I see, like, you guys are more devoted than us, so we're going to video record you. Can you send her your blessings?" And then I said, "What am I supposed to say?" She said, "Just say, happy married life and God bless you in your language." I said, "My language, how is he going to understand?" She said, "Okay, say it in English." So I chanted Hare Krishna, and so many Muslims were buying books. It's amazing. Maybe like 10 Muslims got books from me yesterday.
Wow.
This wars are opening them up.
Hmm. Wow, thank you very much. That's very nice. How many devotees were on Harinam? 16. Wow, very nice. So this is ecstatic. Book distribution, Harinam, Prabhupada's program. People are appreciating so much the Harinam and the book distribution. Okay, I'm in front of the deities. You've invited me, so I must go. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, this problem of alternate book distribution going on, it's actually pretty much worldwide, because I've also heard there are reports of the same thing in People's Republic of China. There are yoga groups who just, they print en masse large numbers of Prabhupada's books and distribute them in Chinese as well.
Mm. But you know, it's kind of... what's the word? It's auspicious at the same. At the same time, it's inauspicious, because the people that are distributing, they have a complete understanding, misunderstanding of the philosophy. But they're distributing Prabhupada's books, and some of them are becoming devotees within ISKCON. You know, so this is, you know, it's mixed. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Should we get the microphone? Yeah.
In a nutshell, some of you may not understand, some will. The reason he's saying that is because if you distribute the Ritvik books, they're not following Srila Prabhupada's formula, which is that when you distribute an ISKCON book that's printed by the BBT, there's a percentage of that that goes to ISKCON projects. So the Ritviks, they refuse to do that. They print the books, a lot of them print them without authority. They print the books and they distribute them freely and they keep all the money. They don't use the formula that Prabhupada wanted, 50% for book distribution, 50% for ISKCON construction projects. So that is not what Prabhupada wanted. He wanted, you know, what the construction, 50-50. So they don't do that. They just keep the money.
As far as I know, maybe you could tell me if I'm wrong, but there's no ISKCON devotees that distribute Ritvik books. If they are, oh, is it? There are. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, there are some, not many, there's a few.
Oh.
But that it is going on.
Okay.
But they should know that they're hurting Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement and Srila Prabhupada's BBT.
BBT, he considered to be his heart, right?
It was his blood.
His blood. Okay.
ISKCON's his body. And the blood is the BBT.
BBT, right. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.